Yo, hey, it is week 17 of the 2020-2021 NFL season. It'll be January 3rd or 4th when you hear this, but happy new year to everybody out there listening. I guess this is kind of the first episode of the new year. Ended the year off with some great interviews. We had Reggie Wayne on. We had Booger McFarland. It's great stuff, man. Appreciate y'all first and foremost for jumping on this journey, following along with us. First year, we got started back in July, already 70-something episodes in. Appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate y'all so much. The live streams, I love them. The podcast, been getting great feedback. Keep leaving reviews. Tell somebody to tell somebody. This will be the last regular season picks, against the spread. And, you know, week 17 is always a shit show. Always a shit show. You know, you got teams resting, players, you got other teams with everything on the line trying to get in the playoffs. You got all kind of stuff going on, especially this year with COVID going on top of all that stuff. So, man, it's going to be wild. But so take some of these picks with a grain of salt. I'm going to be real with you because, you don't know who's going to play, who's going to be pulled in the second quarter, shit like that. You know, your scoreboard watching, you see certain games are out of hand and things along those lines. So, but with all that being said, I'm still going to give you all these picks. I started back in week 12, been doing pretty decent, especially with the money line picks. This was a good warm up for the playoffs. Excited to get to those. But week 17, last week of the season, last week of the regular season, should I say. First picks of the new year. Happy 2021 again. We made it, y'all. We made it. Let's get to it, man. First game. We got the Baltimore Ravens at the Cincinnati Bengals. Ravens are 16-point favorites. I believe they win this game. But I think Bengals cover that 14-point spread. I'm not sure if I said 16 or not, but it's a 14-point spread in the Ravens' way. I like the Bengals to cover that spread, but I have the Baltimore Ravens winning the game. Next game, Dallas Cowboys at the New York Giants. Dallas Cowboys are underdogs by 1.5. They got the Giants favorite to win it. Sorry, I don't trust them. I think the Cowboys handle business this week. I think they win a big ball game. And I'm taking the Dallas Cowboys to win the game and obviously to cover their underdog by 1.5. So I'm taking them against the spread as well. Dolphins at the Bills, Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills are 1.5 favorite. I'm taking the Bills to win and cover. Minnesota Vikings at the Detroit Lions. Stafford is going to be playing through a lot of shit to get out there and get his last start, which I believe will be his last start at Ford Field. He's putting it all on the line, going out there for his guys. I think somehow they find a way to win. Obviously, the Vikings will be without Dalvin Cook this week. Prayers and condolences to his family. Lost his father this past week. Taking the Lions to win that game. They're 4-point underdogs, so I'm taking the Lions against the spread as well. Jets, New York Jets came out today, said they'll most likely be parting ways with Adam Gase after the season. Shocker, shocker there. They're at the New England Patriots this week. Patriots, obvious Patriots and Cam Newton, they struggled mightily this year. I think they find a way to win this game. No, they're 3-point favorites. I'm taking the Patriots to win the game and the Patriots to cover 3-point spread. We got the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Cleveland Browns. Pittsburgh Steelers will be down. They'll be down. Big Ben is resting. TJ Watt's resting, I believe. Joe Hayden went to COVID. Got a lot of guys out. I'm taking the Browns to win this game. And if they don't, man, it'll be ugly. It'd be some smoke in the city for real. The Browns are actually 9.5-point favorites. Obviously, they need to win this game, try to get in the playoffs. I'm taking the Browns to win the game, but I think somehow the Steelers find a way to keep it close enough and they cover that 9.5-point spread. So I'm taking the Steelers against the spread, Browns to win the game. Titans and Texans. The Titans at the Houston Texans. Titans are 7-point favorites. Obviously, the Texans always have a shot with Deshaun Watson at quarterback, but I'm taking the Titans to handle business. They need to win to seal up the AFC South. I'm taking the Titans to win this game and to cover the 7-point spread against the Houston Texans. Arizona Cardinals against the Los Angeles Rams. The Los Angeles Rams will be without a starting quarterback, Jared Goff. Dislocated his thumb, had to have surgery on that. The Cardinals are 3-point favorites. Cardinals kind of let us down, man. You know, everybody was hyped about them midseason. They came out strong, you know, beat the 49ers out the gate. After that win against the Buffalo Bills on the Hail Mary, things kind of went downhill from there, honestly, for that team, unfortunately. But I'm taking them to win this game and give themselves a shot to get in the playoffs. So I'm taking them to win the game against the Rams in the cover 3-point spread. We got the Green Bay Packers at the Bears. Packers are 4-point favorites. I'm taking the Packers to win that. Try to maintain home field advantage throughout the playoffs and that one seed in the bye week on the NFC side. Jags at the Colts. Think the Colts handle business. They are the 14-point favorites in this game. Colts win. Colts cover the 14-point spread. Raiders at the Denver Broncos. The Raiders are 2.5-point favorites. I'm taking the Broncos to win this game. And obviously the Broncos against the spread with the plus 2.5 this week. So Denver Broncos to win the game in the cover the spread. Next game, we got Los Angeles Chargers at the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are 4.5-point underdogs, resting a bunch of their starters as well. I'm taking the Chargers to win. Not sure who's going to play on that side, but I believe Justin Herbert's going to play. And Justin Herbert versus Chad Henne, taking Herbert in that matchup. Hopefully they find a way to win this game in the season on a high note. Chiefs most likely end the season 14-2, still with the bye week, number one seed on the AFC side. So I'm taking the Chargers to win the game and the Chargers to cover their 4.5-point spread. Saints at the Panthers. Saints will be without their entire running back room, but I'm still taking them to win the game. And I'm taking them to cover the 6-point spread against the Carolina Panthers. They've been struggling this year. I'm taking the Saints to win it. They'll find a way to win it going to the playoffs. Give themselves a chance at least to get that one seed. Seattle Seahawks at the San Francisco 49ers. Seahawks, 7-point favorites in this game, taking them to win this game. Russell Wilson and that offense needs a good game going into these playoffs. I've been high on their defense for the last few weeks, saying that, hey, man, this defense could get hot. You know, Jamal Adams been back in the fold, obviously, last 6-7 weeks. Brought Dunlap over. Shaquille Griffin got back out there, got healthy. Diggs always shows up, make plays, got his first Pro Bowl appearance. So they got the pieces there. In the last 6 weeks, I believe, they've been giving up an average of, like, 9.5 points a game or something like that. So Jamal Adams came out and said, hey, this is the best defense. Actually, I'm sorry, 13.5 points a game in the last 6 games. I think they could possibly sneak into – not sneak, because they'll probably be a very – it'll probably be, what, 2-seed? But, they might honestly be my favorite on the NFC side, but we'll see. So I'm taking the Seahawks to handle business against the 49ers to win the game and to cover that 7-point spread. The Washington football team at the Eagles. Now I have a question mark on this one. It really depends on if Alex Smith and Terry Mack plays this game. Alex Smith has been a limited participant in practice the last couple weeks, so he may gut it out and play it. If he doesn't play it, I'm taking the Eagles to win this and to cover the 3.5 points. They are underdogs, so it'll be plus 3.5 for Philly. If Alex Smith does not play, even though the Eagles will be down a ton of starters as well, if Alex Smith doesn't play, I'm taking Jalen Hurts and the Eagles to win this game as the 3.5-point underdogs. If Alex Smith does play, I'm taking the Washington football team to win and cover the 3.5-point spread. So it's really, really depends on what happens with Alex Smith. And we'll know at least, you know, I guess 3 hours before kickoff. Last game to choose, Falcons at the Bucks. This is the 1 o'clock slate as well. So Falcons at Bucks. The Falcons are 7-point underdogs. I'm taking the Bucks to win this game, but I'm taking the Falcons to keep it close. So they'll cover that plus 7 spread. So Bucks to win it. Falcons keep it close enough. Under 7 points, I believe, at least. Those are my last week 17 picks, man. Will definitely be an exciting week. Week 17 always is. There'll also be some toilet bowl games as well. So let's do it, man. I'm ready for these playoffs. Should be an exciting playoffs on both sides, AFC and NFC. But I'm ready to get to it. But week 17, points, picks against the spread. Happy New Year once again. It's Darius Butler, one half of the Man to Man podcast. Looking forward to continual growth with you guys, man. I will talk to you guys 11 o'clock a.m. Overreaction Monday, YouTube Live. Me and Antoine Bethea. Rock with us. I'm out.